Blog Talk Radio. we have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
such a long, long time. Can you hear my heart beating? Can you hear that sound? 'Cause I can't help thinking.
So give it up for fallen glory. I never got to say goodbye. I wish I could ask for just a bit more time. Every step I take, you used to lead the way. Now I'm terrified to face it on my own. You're not. Remember how you used to look and sound. At times I still think I can spot you in the crowd. Every step I take, you used to lead the way. And now I'm terrified to face it on my own. You're not. They say you'll grow older and it'll get better still. Yes, I will, but no, it won't. They don't get it, 'cause you're not there to celebrate the man that you made. You're not there to share in my success and mistake. Isn't fair. You'll never know the person I'll be. You're not there with me.
Yeah.
still I see a celestial. And I should, but I can't let you go. But when I'm cold, like brothers in black or sisters who write, yeah, we swore on that night we'd be friends till we die. But the changing of winds and the way waters flow, life is short as the falling of snow. And I'm gonna miss you, I know. But when I'm cold, when I'm cold, light that she gave me. When I'm in shadow, there's a freedom within me that ever glows. Brothers in black or sisters who write, yeah, we swore on that night we'd be friends till we die. But the changing of winds and the way waters flow, life is short as the falling of snow. And I'm gonna miss you, I know. When I'm cold in what I'm old, so I know you're always with me, and the way you will show, and you're with me wherever I go. And you give me this feeling.
Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd.
Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
Truly, as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord.
That as it is written, he who glories.
Okay, I would like to have some feedback from people on Zoom before I continue to speak, before I go to the message. Thank you, Rhonda, for your feedback. I hope Michael can hear me too. So, without further delay, okay, thank you, Michael. So everything seems to be fine on Zoom. I hope that on Blog Talk Radio also they can hear me. I don't know, because in this moment I don't have anybody on chat. So I will move by faith. So let's pray. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, in our Lord Yeshua's name, we pray for your grace tonight for this message, that you will fulfill your goals in all of our lives, Father. Before anything else, I thank you for another opportunity for hearing your voice to call all of us, for giving us this chance to be with you on this platform, even being so far, so distant physically. We are united by your spirit, by your will, Father, to hear the news that are coming from yourself. Allow us to understand the voice of your spirit and to understand the will for our lives, Father. You know all the troubles that we are living now. We all have our needs. But we, Father, believe that you honor your words, that wherever one, two, or three are calling you together, you will answer. You will be there, Father, and we know that you are here. So, Father, do your will in our lives. Reward all those that are now connected through this channel of your grace, Father, that had separate their time to be with you, to hear your will, your teaching. Father, and all those that will come later for searching for you on Blog Talk Radio, here on this record, Father, bless our brothers and sisters all around the world, all those that you know that are searching for your will, that are putting yourself in first place in their lives, Father. Bless us with your visitation, with your peace, with your love, and with your guidance. And Father, may the name of Jesus be in all things glorified above all things, in Jesus' name. I pray also for the health of our brother Bo, that you may touch him wherever he is now with your spirit, that you attract him more to you, Father, and do not allow the enemy to to take control over your work in his life, in his being. Father, protect him from all the attacks and renew him, reconstruct him to you, not to religion, to reveal yourself to him. Father, I also pray for the health of our brother Michael, that you continue to work and make him again victorious against all the attacks. Jesus, honor these families and continue to build your body, Father, here on this world. Allow us to grow and to follow your cloud in the midst of so much turmoil, so much noise around us. Allow us and give us your providence to stay focused on the voice of our shepherd. In Jesus' name, amen. My beautiful family, what a pleasure to be here again, sharing with you the things from our Father. As you know, this platform, this time that God gave me the privilege to use for himself, it's a time where I try to be the minimal thing and allow God to be the central thing. This is why I don't take too much time trying to prepare the message, because almost all the message comes a few moments before I prepare the show. Let me just put a key here, one parenthesis I need to. Carol, you are on chat. I hope that you can hear me. I would like to have some feedback from you. I hope that she can hear me, because she just came now on Blog Talk. Just waiting for some answer. But as I was saying, this is a message that I feel that the Lord has answered for the times we are living. It's a time that we allow the enemy to lead us astray. He will discourage all of us. And this comes in part because it's in the plan. It is in the plan of God. And I just waiting for an answer from Carol. I really hope that she can hear me. So tonight's message, I didn't get any message yet, but she still on the chat room. I hope that she can hear me. It's about one scripture that we used to hear a lot about when we go to, when we went and when we go to the churches, about the renewing of our mind. I will quote the scripture. This is Paul in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we all have heard about that we need to be renewed in our mind, not be confirmed with this world, and a lot of things about this, that we need a change. But did we really understand the implications of this process? Did we really experience the goal that the Lord has with this process? Did religion give us the tools, the understanding to achieve this goal, to experience the perfect, the good, the acceptable will of God in our lives? That's the question. We know that in Christ we all are a new creation. We know that Christ comes to change our conditions. But are we experiencing it? And if not, can we understand in which part of the process are we? Have we already gave up from this goal to live, to experience the perfect will of the Father? And if somehow the enemy has stopped us from understanding this, from experiencing it, are we ready to come again? To the path of this transformation? I will leave you with this question for 1 second, because Carol said that she only can hear music. I really have to quit Blog Talk, right? So keep thinking about this.
Okay, I hope that Carol can hear me now. If you can give me some kind of feedback, please let me know if my voice is now being heard by you. Because I don't want you to miss this. So, Paul is speaking about something that I believe that the majority of the Christians do not reach the potential of the blessing of God that he speaks about through that process of transformation of our, what was translated as mind, the renewing of your mind. We should be able to understand and experience the perfect will of God in our lives. But the majority of our brothers and sisters, unfortunately, what they are experiencing is not that, something different. It's a mix. And I will try. try to leave the bunk news. Just try to hear from Carol. Carol, can you hear me? Wow, she says she can hear me. This is those. I don't know why. I really don't know why. Just give me one more minute. I will try to bring her to the blessing.
Okay, I hope now that you can hear me, Carol. Please tell me that you can hear me. I really want her to listen to this message. I am speaking. Can you give me some feedback? Whoa, she says she hears some kind of violin, some classic music. What's happening with this talk radio? Okay. Okay, I can't solve that tonight, so I'm sorry, sister. I will continue on Zoom, and I really need to change from Bulk Talk Radio. You guys on Zoom, don't worry, because we have 4 hours to this teaching. So Bulk Talk Radio will end on 20 minutes, but I don't know why. I have everything on. My mic is on. Everything is working well here. Okay, let's continue. I will end the episode on Blog Talk Radio because